91X News.
It's 0 degrees and mostly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Austin McKay. A postmortem is now being done on the body of a man found yesterday in the Bay of Quinte. Police divers found the body of the 44-year-old Quinte West man around 4:30 p.m. yesterday. The incident started when an off-duty police officer came across an abandoned vehicle at the peak of Norris Whitney Bridge around midnight Sunday, with his engine running and a door ajar. She quickly called 911 to get a full investigation when she heard a man's voice coming from the water. OPP spent 4 hours searching that night and resumed early Monday afternoon. Constable Kim Guthrie of the Prince Edward County OPP says there were conditions that made the search difficult.
It's a large area to cover. There's a lot of water, a lot of water surface, or a lot of water area to actually search. There's a lot of luck involved sometimes in a situation like this when you don't have an exact location where he was last seen.
No foul play is expected. Quinte West was the scene of an impaired driving accident last night. A 24-year-old Belleville man has been charged with impaired driving after running his truck into a tree. Two people went to Trenton Memorial after the jaws of life extricated the driver on a Hamilton Road in Trenton. Brandon McKenzie of Belleville was charged with impaired driving and has a court date later this month. The trial of Tori Stafford continues this morning as the teacher and mother of the 8-year-old from Woodstock testified at a London courtroom. Tori's grade 3 teacher, Jennifer Griffin Merle, is the first witness to testify. Crown Attorney Kevin Gowdy warned the jury it will be a difficult story for them to hear, and he will put evidence before the jury that Tori died from multiple hammer blows to the head. The trial of Michael Rafferty began today, nearly 3 years after Tori disappeared outside her elementary school in Woodstock, Ontario. Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. Terry Lynn McClintock, 21, has already been convicted of first-degree murder in the girl's death. Ontario's progressive conservatives are backing Toronto's mayor, Rob Ford's push for subways. Just hours after City Council replaced the board at the Toronto Transit Commission, opposition leader Tim Hudak says the province is putting $8.4 billion in funding, so it has the right to determine Toronto's transit future, even if the elected city council votes for streetcars. Canada's dietitians want to give you the real deal on your meals. Canadian Press reporter Nita Chowdy says every day this month, the Dietitians of Canada will be posting new nutrition myths on its website along with the facts.
Some myths addressed on the Dietitians' website include whether organic products are better and the best types of food for a healthy diet. Toronto-based dietitian Christy Brissett says the website also offers tips on how to safely achieve a healthy weight. Brissett says people are looking for that magic pill that will make them healthier and lose weight, but nobody wants to hear that it's hard work.
But she says it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Adding a healthy life can be achieved by making small changes. Canadian Wheat Board President Ian White says there's gain in major grain customers, and they still want to do business with the agency. He's optimistic it will be a business as usual when the board's marketing monopoly finishes on August 1st. White says offshore support gives him a lot of confidence for future grain sales, and the board will unveil its farm and marketing program shortly. House of Commons Speaker Andrew Scheer has ruled Public Safety Minister Vic Tay's parliamentary privileges were breached by videos posted online by a hacker group, Anonymous. Scheer says the videos from YouTube constituted a direct threat to Tay's and other MPs. The Commons can now debate whether to order the hacker to appear before a committee. A Liberal staffer was later revealed to be behind the WikiLeaks account. Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty and Quebec Premier Jean Charest fear the cash-strapped federal government will try to balance its books on the backs of the provinces. McGuinty says it appears the Harper government is headed in that direction by passing the cost of health care and its crime bills to the provinces. A massive omnibus bill is why it will cost Ontario about $1 billion in new prison costs. Meanwhile, Charest says the Harper Conservatives are making unprecedented, unilateral decisions about consulting the provinces. Victims of financial fraudster Earl Jones have reached a multi-million dollar out-of-court settlement of their class-action lawsuit with the Royal Bank of Canada. For more, here's Peter Ray.
RBC says the $17 billion settlement will not be final until the court approval process is completed and is not material to its earnings. The bank had earlier offered $12.5 million in compensation, but the victims demanded $40 million. Jones was sentenced in February 2010 to 11 years in prison for defrauding more than 150 clients over a 25-year period. Much of the $50 million lost by Jones's clients was held at a Royal Bank branch on Montreal's West Island. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
In case the movie wasn't long enough for you, now you can see Titanic for a few more hours. The National Geographic Museum in Washington, D.C. will unveil an exhibit called Titanic, A 100-Year Obsession at the end of the month. It will examine the ship's development and engineering and include a detailed scale model of the luxury liner and recreation on the radio room. The exhibit will highlight the work of Robert Ballard, who co-led a team that discovered the wreck site in 1985, and James Cameron, who made the film Titanic and organized 33 dives to the famous ship. Thermor Limited Canada is recalling a Walker, the BIOS Rollator 56001, due to manufacturing defects that can cause consumers using the supportive device to fall. The BIOS Rollator 56001 was sold at Walmart stores across Canada. Health Canada has received one report from a consumer using the walker who experienced a fall but suffered only minor injuries. That's 91X News to 1206. Renee Rogers has sports next.
My name is Deborah Tosh of RE/MAX Quinte. I've been helping people sell their homes for over 25 years. I can help you get the most amount of money in the least amount of time with the least amount of inconvenience. My website at deborahtosh.com is one of the secrets to my success. I showcase your property extremely well with lots of photos and a detailed feature sheet. If you want to sell your home, then call me at RE/MAX, 969-9907. Remember, you say sell, I say sold. Oh my gosh, call Deborah Tosh.
Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers with 91X Sports. In local Empire B hockey, the Campbellford Rebels will host the Picton Pirates tonight at 7:30. It's game two of the Empire B Finals. In the NHL, Randy Carlyle makes his home coaching debut tonight as the Maple Leafs host the Boston Bruins at 7 o'clock. The Sens visit Tampa Bay at 7:30 and Calgary hosts Montreal at 9 o'clock. The game tonight is one of 12 on the NHL schedule. Meanwhile, the Leafs have signed center Mikhail Grabowski to a 5-year contract extension. The 28-year-old was due to become an unregistered free agent July 1st. The move comes shortly after Leafs general manager Brian Burke elected not to deal Grabowski at the trade deadline. In Canadian football, Brent Johnson has retired after 11 seasons as a defensive end with the BC Lions. Unlike many veterans, he did not mind his reduced role in recent seasons.
I think at that time, and especially that stage in my career, I understood the logistics of what it was going to take for me to be playing at a high level. And, you know, there's only so many times you can go out and play 70 snaps a game and for 18 games of the year and plus playoffs.
The 35-year-old Kingston native spent his entire CFL career with the team. On to curling, the Cooey brothers look to continue their success at the Tim Hortons Briar today in Saskatoon. Kevin Cooey and his Alberta rink can improve the 6-0 with a win this morning over Newfoundland and Labrador. His brother Jamie from Yukon and Northwest Territories is 4-1 heading into his afternoon meeting with Quebec. The siblings face each other tomorrow. In soccer, Canada looks for some revenge against France today in the final of the Cyprus Cup Women's Soccer Tournament. The French, currently ranked 6th in the world, knocked Canada out of last year's World Cup with a 4-0 win. The 7th-ranked Canadians are defending Cyprus Cup champions. In other soccer news, the Canadian under-20 women's team is one win away from making the World Championships in Japan later this year. The young Canadians have advanced to the semifinals of a qualifying tournament in Panama after winning all 3 pool matches. Canada will play either the U.S. or host Panama in the semifinals. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series heads to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway this Sunday afternoon for the running of the Cobalt Tools 400. Sprint Cup driver Jeff Burton says it's okay for the fans to bet on the races.
Have at it, man. I mean, you know, I don't think the participants ought to be doing it, but if the fans want to bet on it, they ought to. You know, it's part of pulling for your guy and pulling against another guy. It's part of being in Vegas, you know. I don't think the people involved in the sport ought to be betting in it by any means, but the fans, you know, it's part of being in Vegas.
Burton is currently ranked number 13 in the standings. The British government is rejecting a warning by its Olympics team's top doctor that athletes should avoid shaking hands at the London Games. The British Olympic Association's chief medical officer worries such physical contact could spread germs. But Britain's Department of Health says there's no reason not to shake hands at the Olympics. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Austin Mackay with 91x weather.
Today you'll see increasing cloudiness, high of plus 1, tonight clearing this evening and rising to plus 5 by morning. Wednesday should be sunny, increasing cloudiness early into the evening with a high of 11. At 12:06 it's 0 degrees, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Austin Mackay with Renee Rogers with 91X News. News is next at 1 o'clock.